Wow. That's a big
That's a loaded
task.
That's a loaded question.
You know, that's a you know, you
I would say letters, certificates, the whole thing. So yeah,
I want to bring up two things, by the way, real quick so everyone gets this. We're talking about renewable certificates, right? In California, right? And I went to the LA Department of Water and Power. They offer the same thing. But it's 2.4 cents. Right? It's $24 a megawatt hour. Where ours is what? 15 and 17. So the utilities, by the way, in the state of California are going to start offering the exact same thing. But the goal is to go, okay, they're offering it. We're just going to beat them and offer it for cheaper. Right? And the other thing we're taking our eye off the ball also is that we're offering gas right now in the state of California that's fixed. So right now in Southern California, the product I'm buying, right? I'm buying 6.79 cents. They call it a decatherm, right? Well, a competitor of the supplier that we're going with, right, has 6.95, but it's brown. It's not green at all. Where ours is coming from green sources, manure, trash, that exerts gas and burns, which is much more cleaner than burning natural gas even. The concept. So it's actually cheaper than the brown of our competitor. Their admin fee's $5. I got us down 50 cents. It ain't huge, but something, right? Fix the rate, right? And the other one who offers green is at 7.25. Okay, so again, there's that portion of it that we're thinking. We're talking about RECs. There's also gas in PG&E, Northern California, Southern California, and San Diego Gas and Electric across the entire state. So. I looked at mine. My bundled rate was $9, by the way.
Okay, if I'm an agent or a distributor in a non-regulated state, I can market to those deregulated state or to the yes, like to Texas and California.
See,
correct?
Bingo.
Absolutely.
Bingo. Okay. That, guys, that's what I'm saying. I lived in Idaho. The majority of my business was in Illinois, Texas, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. And some in New York. I didn't have a lot in Maryland at that time, but I could have. I wish I would have known you at the time, George, because I would have had more business in the state of Maryland. But what I'm saying, you guys, is this movement is happening. It's happening. In fact, we had people in Colorado that's already buying renewable RECs from their utility at a higher rate than we're charging. Yes, he's saying in their co-op they have them.
They're more expensive.
Okay?
They are.
Yes.
So I have a question for you. If you buy the green certificates now in your state that's not deregulated, and then, say, a year from now, it becomes deregulated, do you continue on the green certificates, or will it then switch over? Or?
Great question.
I would say that, you know, typically when the state deregulates, they're going to start offering brown power and green power. Like, there's a company called Green Mountain. That's just solely about green power. That's all they offer. They don't offer brown. So you'll have those options. Colorado is a ways out. The next state that was the closest was Arizona. It was very, very close.
How close do you think?
It was supposed to go last year. It was supposed to go last April. And we had a big event down in Arizona. All the energy guys were there. And they shut it down. The utilities don't like this. They like monopolizing the whole thing. They don't want competition. They like it. You know, so this is a start. It's a revolution as far as I'm concerned. We're breaking the backs of these things. You know, the next one is California. California on the power end is very close. There's a senator to introduce legislation about 3 weeks ago, right? He has himself a battle. And we're going to do a letter writing ourselves with all of our staff, right? Because in the end of the day, right, the public win. In the end of the day, you win. It takes a while. It takes everyone banding together, but you win.
Are the green certificates on like a 12-month contract, or are they just one?
Month to month.
Month to month, you know. And I thought that way because exactly something. Well, I'm only stuck on it forever.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. No one's forced to do anything, by the way, yep. At all. No, it's a separate. It would
right,
come
right here. Hold on.
When you're presenting this to a potential person who would be coming on, do they have to sign up with Youngevity, or do they
great question.
Just switch their service over?
No, they don't have to come on with Youngevity. obviously, if you can get them on Youngevity with the CEO packs, the 90 for life, that's great. I mean, but you don't have to do that. This is another way, another avenue you can kind of, you can come at people, because everybody's got an electricity bill. Every single one of your customers, everybody does. So you can actually sign somebody up that's not in Youngevity. They will be put in your business as though they're a preferred customer. Okay? But her question was, if they're going to have people, yes, they would have to sign up and become a rep if they want to sell and make referrals off of others. But we're not forcing anybody to sign up and do that. They can just enroll with the energy piece. So. There we go.
You said that the electricity comes through the same wire. What about the natural gas?
Same pipes. Exactly.
How do you get brown gas to come into yours instead of the green gas? How does that work?
By the way, it's the same. Remember the tank idea?
Yeah.
One tank. They have huge tanks, storage, we call it, and they put all that gas. By the way, ready for, get the idea of this. In Michigan, they have caverns of tanks. And right by October, I think it's October 30th, the cutoff date, all the suppliers, the utility, everyone goes, okay, this room's going to use 1,000 decatherms. And they pack the tanks with 1,000 preparing for winter. And they bleed it out through all the pipe systems during the wintertime to heat their homes. Same thing in SoCal, same thing in PG&E up north, same thing in Texas, by the way, same thing everywhere, right? Now, some don't have storage, and they just buy directly because they don't have the tanks or the infrastructure to store it. That's really risky. Imagine that. At least you can buy here, maybe the price is lower, and buy enough and store it, right, preparing for winter, right? But it's all, the gas is, again, like, green power versus brown power, the light goes on, right? Green gas versus brown gas, does the, you boil your egg and take a shower, it's the same, it burns.
How about propane?
Propane, totally different. Heating oils and propane are totally different.
Yep.
Last one.
I have a question, but I think all these details are way too many details. I think that the point I'm seeing, and I'm pretty familiar with renewable energy and solar in California.
Yep.
I have solar. I still have a $600 bill at the end of the year for TrueUp. I'd like it to be green, and it's not. So I can buy certificates to offset that. That portion of my bill, but I have a lot of friends whose electrical bill is under $150. They would like to be solar, but even in California, that doesn't quite make sense financially for them. Or they live in an apartment, so they can't get solar.
Correct.
So I'm looking for my friends who like to drive Priuses or just care about the environment to just pay their power bill a different way, maybe pay a little tiny bit more for it, but help to be green. So I don't have to know how it goes in the grid or how it goes out of the grid. That stuff isn't as important, okay? What's important is you want to find those people who want to help the environment, who are willing to pay just about the same. It's like buying script at your son's school. You buy script, you might pay it Safeway, but 10% is going to go to the school. Well, we're paying 100%, but it's going to the environment. Instead of paying the same $100 for your PG&E bill, you're going to pay $112, but you know that you're supporting...
Not even that.
Not even that. But you know you're supporting, the green energy. So trying to explain it to people about going into the grid and out of the grid, you're just going to confuse them and you're not going to get
people
to sign on.
Totally agree. And guys, I will tell you that from experience. I've sold this. I've sold this to people. I did not go into detail. I don't go into detail like I do a product presentation. Product presentations are very high detail. Okay, with the energy, I said, look, I've gone green, I'd like you to come with me. And I'd like you to refer some people over so that we can make some money together, okay? So guys, we're out of time. I know there's a lot of questions. We're gonna have a booth. We're gonna be around throughout the weekend, so you can ask, write down your questions. We tried to get to everybody. There was a lot of questions. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you guys. We can meet you out in the hall, and we can discuss some things outside of this meeting. So thank you very much.
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.